Turn to Deuteronomy 18 and let's just refresh ourselves on how to tell if somebody is a false prophet or not. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18 and let's look at verse number 20. And I know we've read this before, but I want to read it again because it's very important. Deuteronomy 18, look at verse number 20. And the Bible says, but the prophet, it's very simple. It's very, very simple to tell a false prophet. And the Bible gives us a very simple, clear rule here. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. But how will we know? And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? Because we know the words that God has spoken, but how do we know the words that he has not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. And also he shall die, the Bible says. The Watchtower Society, just so you know, the Watchtower Society has put out so much literature in the last 150 years that we could be up here for weeks talking about these false prophecies. But I'm just going to give you some highlights tonight of some of the false prophecies. We have to start, and we're just going to pretty much focus on the end of the world highlights, because all I have to do, I don't even have to go off on odd prophecies with the Watchtower Society. I'm just going to focus on end of the world stuff, okay? At the end of the world, Charles Taze Russell, when he was in charge of the Watchtower Society, predicted that Christ would return in 1878. That would be the rapture, okay? Didn't happen. Then Russell decided Christ had returned in 1871. It's just that no one noticed. Turn to Matthew chapter 24. Then he changed it to 1874. So it's confusing, I know, but here's basically the gist of it. 1878, Christ is going to return. 1878 comes along. It passes. It's now 1879. He's like, it happened in 1871. You just didn't see it. I meant 1874. That's basically what he said. Okay? Turn to Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to quote you, Russell. The second coming of the Lord, therefore, began in 1874. And that date and the years 1914 and 1918 are specially marked dates with reference to his coming. Quote, the scriptural proof is that the second presence of the Lord Jesus began in 1874. Unquote. Look at Matthew chapter. You just didn't notice. You just didn't see it. You missed it. Talk about things you don't want to miss. Matthew 24, look at verse number 27. And the Bible reads, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And then in verse 30, and then shall appear. First of all, it's like lightning. It's like lightning from the east to the west. The tall volcano in the Philippines just blew up, and somebody sent me a video. This is a volcano that we hiked up when we were on our missions trips there. I've hiked it with Garrett and Jacob, and the thing just blew up. And there was so much ash in the air that it created its own lightning storms, and it was this great video of all these lightning storms from the static electricity of the ash. I'm not going to get into the static electricity and how ash, but I could, though. Amen. All right, but there was this massive video of this huge ash plume that went for 10 miles in this huge lightning storm. Nobody missed it. Nobody missed it. It's on the news all across the world. Okay? Nobody missed it. But the Bible says, out of the east shineth even unto the west. Everyone's going to see it. Look at verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they, who? All the tribes of the earth shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Look, nobody's going to miss it. Everyone's going to see. All the tribes of the earth are going to see. Is this unclear? It's not. Now look, it's a special type of cult leader that can predict something like this, have the date pass, and then convince people that it secretly happened and have people stay and follow him. I will give him that.